Base Shavat, Thursday the 18th of January, Rabbi Yechiel Rakov. The theme of Lo Tashbisu Biochomet. Lo Tashbisu Biochomet.
I want to speak about an inn which is Parashas HaShavua, the mitzvah of Tashbisu Chometz. I'm going to start from the end, because in case I don't get there.
Right backwards.
So I'm going to start with a very interesting oil which I had, which is, I think, I'm not going to say it halacha lemaisa, but it's nogea halacha lemaisa. We burn Chometz on Erev Pesach. Obviously, being careful with fire hazards, we let our kids as well burn chometz as well. Now, the problem with this is, it came up, dawned on me this year, that there's a seif in Shulchan Aruch, that somebody finds chometz on Yom Tov, Pesach, so the Shulchan Aruch says that you leave it until Chol HaMoed, and then you burn it. The Magen Avraham has a long discussion why one can't tell a goy, Amir la'akum, telling a goy to do a malach is only a derabonon. So in here it's b'mokum mitzvah. Every second that you have the chometz, there's a problem of bali roh, bali motzeh. So why can't you tell a goy to burn it on Yom Tov? Mevatl, you can't be mevatl. After zman isur, you can't be mevatl chometz. So only it's whilst the chometz is still mutter v'ano, then you can be mevatl. So that's the Magen Avraham's question. Rabbi Kiviger argues with the Magen Avraham the whole question. Rabbi Kiviger says like this. Rabbi Kiviger says that seeing as Tashbisu is a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah as I say, and if you tell a goy is lav bar shlichus, a goy cannot be, you can't tell a goy to do mitzvahs for you, whereas other mitzvahs like Mila and many mitzvahs that we do alidei shaliach. So Kivega says that there's no, you can't tell a goy to burn the chometz because with that you're being mevatel your mitzvah tashbisu. You're not mekayim your mitzvah tashbisu. The chometz is non-existent, but you haven't been mekayim your mitzvah. That's what Kivega's point that brings out this point. So the question is like this: if that is the case, when you find chometz in Pesach and you want to burn it. So who adin? If you have chometz in Erev Pesach, how do we let our under bar mitzvah boys, with the adult hashgacha, how do we let them burn chametz? I think that's one of the mitzvahs that they wait to do the whole year around, is to burn the chametz. How can we let them do it? The master, like the same way as a goy cannot be a shaliach of a yid. So who are the cotton? A cotton lav bnei shlichus. The cotton cannot be our shaliach either. And one can't say that you've been mekayim your mitzvah with other kezesim, because you see in the Mogen, you see in the Kivega when he's talking about somebody that by mistake found a kezayis chometz in Pesach, the Kivega was makpid that each kezayis should be mushbas, should be destroyed aliday Yisrael bar chiyuva. So the same. So if that's the case, so in Erev Pesach as well, there should be a din that every piece of chometz that we have should be mushbas, should be burned aliday. Over bar mitzvah boy. That's Betz and the Hakadoma. So I want to speak a bit around the inyan of Tashbisu, and I hope to come to some sort of solution to this problem. It's very known that there's a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanon in Psochim Chof Aleph or Med Aleph, where the bir chometz is only alidei sreifo, and the chachomim say af mafare v'zeyo l'ruach. That means you can exterminate chometz whichever way you want. The Gemara, there's another Mishnah in the end of Temura, that the Mishnah says that on this machlokes is dependent another shaila. And the Mishnah says that anything, any isur hanor that you burn, the efer is mutar b'hanor. Tosis is masbi because it's nasis mitzvosa. If you've completed the mitzvah, so really you can have hanor from the efer. Now the Gemara, whereas there's other isur hanor, where there's no mitzvah to burn it, just you have to bury it. And the Gemara brings a brisa, which in the brisa says that hanikvorim lo yisufu, that something that you have to bear, which does not have a special mitzvah to burn, you're not allowed to burn it. Why? So Rashi is masbi because there's a takola, there's a chashash. A person will think that if he burns a different isur hanor, he's also allowed to have hanor from the eifer, and that is not the case. The case only by isur hanor where mitzvoson is eifer, then is a nasis mitzvoson. Whereas isur hanor, which is generally you just have to not have hanor, but there's no actual mitzvah to burn it or to exterminate it. Then there's no nasis mitzvoson. So that's why there's a din. That's how Rashi learns hanisro hanikvorim lo yisufu. In the Rambam, there's a problem. The Rambam paskins in Psula Mekdoshin. The Rambam paskins over there that hapchomin asurim. That means burnt coals of chomets. You're not allowed to have an offer, which would seemingly mean that the Rambam is paskining like the chachomim that there's no mitzvah sreifa on chomets. And mainly, you're not allowed to have hanor from the burnt coals of chomets. Problem is that the Rambam had a girsa in the Mishnah that when the Mishnah says chachomim oimim mafare v'zoyer l'ruach, the Rambam has a different girsa. The Rambam has a girsa chachomim oimim af mafare v'zoyer l'ruach, which means that the Mishnah comes to enlarge the opportunities that you can burn it, you can do other things as well, and that's how the Rambam paskens. That means af mafare v'zoyer, means you're allowed to burn it, but you can crumble it as well. And that's a problem, because maybe b'doraisa your yoitza with sreifa, but there's a loch, the Gemara says, hanikvorim lo yisufu, and the Gemara says that only according to the man, the Omar, that there's only sreifa, then there's a nasis mitzvosan. Whereas, according to Chachomim, that hold that you can do anything, and that we just brought the Rambam actually says that Pachomim, the Rambam says it's osur. So how can the Rambam paskin that you're allowed to burn chomets? That's the Morgan of Rome asks this kasha in Tof Chafei, I think. And the Morgan of Rome says that the Rambam actually argues with Rashi. The Rambam learns that the Nikvorim Lo Yisufu does not mean that you're not allowed to burn it. It just means Lo Yisufu, you're not allowed to have hanor like by Nisrofim, but you're allowed to burn it. That's the actual Maisa Sefer is Mutter, but you're not allowed to have the consequences of someone that has a Mitzvah Sefer. But you're allowed to burn it. That's how the Rambam paskens halacha lemaisa. Kivega comes to answer the Morgan Avraham. I mean, he argues with the Morgan Avraham, and he comes up with a very, very legitimate taina. And one has to understand the Morgan Avraham. Kivega says that the Rambam learned that the Chachamim say mafare, the main nekuda of Nasas Mitzvosin is that when there's a din to exterminate the chometz, then it's nasis mitzvosan. The Rambam learned that you can, there is a mitzvah to exterminate chomets, but not just al yidei sreifa, but you can exterminate chomets as well by crumbling it, throwing it in the sea. But then there's no reason, says Rabbi Kibbeiga, why there shouldn't be a nasis mitzvosan according to Chomim than according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Rambam just says broaden your opportunities instead of just by sreifa. You can do it by other things as well. That's how Rabbi Kibbeiga says halacha lemaisa, and he says that there will be nasis mitzvoson, and that's how Avni Milum takes on as well, like that there will be, according to the Rambam, nasis mitzvoson. The problem is with the Rambam in Hilchas Psudei HaMukdoshim, that the Rambam says there that hapichomim, the coals, are also, so the Avni Milum in Tshuva, he says that the Rambam is not talking about actual ash, the Rambam is talking about an earlier stage of coals when it's still roy. And that's why it's also for different reasons, but basically when this ash, when it's crumbled up, the Rambam holds that it's mutter b'hanor. That's how Kivega says halacha l'maisa.
So you can warm up the house if it burns, makes a heat.
But you're not allowed to have hanor. Well, that depends. If you're talking about in Pesach, then you're not allowed because it's also b'hanor, and obviously that's giving you hanor as well. Reb Chaim Soloveitchik is Yedua, that Reb Chaim brings this to Kivega and the Morgan Avraham. And Reb Chaim says, I'll bring out the point which Reb Chaim says. Reb Chaim says like this. Reb Chaim says that it's not like that. I mean, even though the Chachomim hold Mefare Bezoyer L'Ruach, but you see, if you look in the Sugya in Psochim, the source of Reb Yehuda that he holds Ein Bir Chometz Ela B'Sreifo, the Gemara says he learns out from Noiso. somebody who leaves a korban over and it gets all comes also b'ano and also b'achil, obviously. So there's a mitzvah of serifa. And Rabbi Yehuda learns out either kal v'chomer from noisa or memotzinu. He learns out from noisa that the same din applies by chometz. That the same way as noisa is a mafurish a posuk to burn, so also by chometz. So says Rabbi Chaim like this. Rabbi Chaim says that according to Rabbi Yehuda, that you learn out from noisa, so there's a chal, a din in the actual object, a din ba cheftze, that you have to get rid of the chometz. So Chaim says that's why, and there's an asis mitzvosan, because there is a din that is chal in the chefetz, and you have to get rid of this chefetz, so then there's chal a din nasis mitzvosan. So the Chaim, whereas according to Chachomim, that the Chachomim hold that you can do it anyway, so Reb Chaim says then it's mistaba that it's a din like kol ha'teira kula, it's a din on the gavur, it's a din on the person to get rid of the chometz. Mele says Reb Chaim, so then there's no nasis mitzvosen in such a case. The whole nasis mitzvosen is only when it's chal in the chefetz, a din to exterminate it. Reb Chaim says another nafkemina with this yisod. He wants to answer a very big kasha, a famous kasha. The Rambam says, the Rambam paskens that somebody who buys chometz in Pesach, he does a pe'ula of buying chometz in Pesach, he's over bali roe bali motze, that there's two lav in Pesach, it mustn't be seen by you chometz. Now normally we know that the lav of bali roe bali motze is a lav she'en bo maisa. So, says Rambam, but if you buy chometz in Pesach, the actual purchase of chometz in Pesach is you've been over this lav aliday ma'isa with the action, and really this malchus loike, it's a lav sheyesh bo ma'isa. So the question is, all everybody asks that there's a gemara in Psochim, that the gemara is mashma very clearly that lav of chom, the lav of bali or bali motze. Besides being a lav shein bo maisa, which that you can get passed by different hechatim, in different ways, the more is mashma that lav bali or bali motze is a lav hanitik la'ase. That means that when a person has chometz, the Torah puts on him a chiyuv to exterminate the chometz. And the Mele, even though he's over bali or bali motze, but by we learn out, the more learns out many cases like kibud by shiluach hakain. Somebody takes a cane, he's over loisika cheim al abonim, but there's no malchus. Why? Because shaleach to shalach. The Torah was manatic the lav. The Torah says that there's a way of rectifying the lav. That's why the kiyum asay. So the Moim Psochim says who adin by the lav of by the by the of chometz by burning it or by exterminating the chometz, you may suck in the lav, and it's a lav and nitte klasei. So everybody asks on the Rambam, why does the Rambam say that somebody buys chometz in Pesach, loike? Why do you get malchus? It's a lav and nitte klasei. So says Reb Chaim like this. Reb Chaim says, Bishloim, if you hold like the Reb Yehuda, that the mitzvah tashpisu is a din in the chefetz. So then it's a lav hanitik laasei, because there is a din in the chay. What did you left the chayfetz in the chometz and you owe bali motze, and the Torah tells you what to do with the chayfetz. It says Reb Chaim, but if bali owe bali motze is a din on the gavra, it's a din on the person. So Reb Chaim says, then it's not a lav hanitik laasei, and one has to understand why, just because it's still the Torah has given Torah says you mustn't leave chometz, and now it tells you what to do with the chometz. That's what Reb Chaim says. That's how he wants to be miyashiv. This Rambam, why you're not loika? On the actual, this is the kudu word I want to bring out is like this. Besides, when one has to understand Reb Chaim, on the actual din that we just mentioned, that chometz is a lava nitik la'asei, there's a very big kasha from the Shagas Ari. Shagas Ari asks that there's a sugi in Psoch in Makkos that the Gemara says that any lav shekod moyasei. That means if it's very clear from the Torah that the assay, the Torah was mitzaviyu on the assay before the Torah, and afterwards the Torah in the Seder, the Torah brings afterwards the lav, there's a machlokes in the Gemara whether that's a lav on the assay or not. Because you see that the Torah was mitzaviyu the assay, the Torah hasn't even yet mentioned that there's a lav, which seemingly would mean that the assay is not connected directly dafka with the lav. That means you can be over the lav, you've got a chi of assay, but it doesn't have to be directly connected. Shagas Ari asks, even according to the man the Omar, that holds a lav shekodmi asay is yes a lav alit klasay, but in our case, Shagas has a moedik kakasha. He says tashbisu. We all know when is tashbisu? When is the main din of tashbisu? Is on erev Pesach. If it's on erev Pesach, the main din of tashbisu is that you have to burn and exterminate chametz before the zman is there's a zman isa anor d'oraisa, there's a zman isa anor shoshish is d'abonon. The whole mitzvah of tashbisu is before Pesach. Now before Pesach, you're not over bali motzeh. So the Shagadai says, it can't be that the tashbisu is coming, that the tachlis of tashbisu is coming to be misak in the lav. If you see that the whole the zman, not just in the, he says that the Moen Makis is talking when the Torah in order, the Torah first wrote asay and then a lav. That's a machlokes. He says over here, it's nothing to do with whether it was written before or after. The whole idea of the asay is given to you. You mitzvah on the asay before you've even be over the lav. So, which is obviously a hoichocha that it's not a lav anitik laseh. That's the Shagas Arye's big kasha on the whole idea of lav anitik laseh. I want to bring another dikduk before we continue. Another point. There's a very interesting lashon in the Mishnah. We mentioned before that chometz is that the Mishnah says that chometz is one is nisofin. Chometz bePesach is one of the mitzvah, one of the isura hanor, which is nisofin. And therefore, it's afwan muta. That's the machlokes morgen. Avraham and Abkivega, what's the din l'fi chachomim? Now, I had a very interesting ha'ora in the Loshna Mishnah. You can argue with it, but I think it's... the Mishnah says, chometz b'pesach. Which chometz is nisofin? Chometz b'pesach. Now, that's very interesting, because it's not just chometz b'pesach. Is chometz on erev Pesach? I just mentioned now tashbisu. The main tashbisu is chometz erev Pesach. Why does the Mishnah say that nisofin is chometz be Pesach? So I first thought that the reason why the Mishnah says it is for very very simple, because the Gemara says that somebody was burns chometz chorchoy lifnei zmanoy. Somebody takes chometz and burns it on yud gimel yud beis. So the Gemara says once the chometz is not roy to eat, then it's not chal bechlal a din isra hanor of chometz when it comes to chatzos. It's not chal because the chometz is already not roy for achilas odom achilas kelev. So it could be that's why the Mishnah said chometz be Pesach, because if somebody burns chometz before Pesach, then it has no connection to the that is a din of mitzvah to burn chometz even without the din of nasas mitzvason. Chometz will anyway be muta without the din of nasa mitzvosim, because it's not roi anymore for achila. Once it's not roi anymore for achila, then the issa of chometz is not chal on it.
Who said that you learned from the achbiyam of Yishun Tashbisi is essentially speaking about yontov, but it's referring to erev
yontov? That's the question.
Extension of the
yontov. Oh, so that's I want to get to the similar idea. I think that is actually the answer to everything. Stand on it.
If it's not
issue of chometz, it's a piece of what? Not a mitzvah. So that you can't be. So that's all these questions are part of the puzzle. How do we understand that you've got the same tashbisu in Pesach and tashbisu in erev Pesach and like I don't know. But this chosher gentleman said it. Yeah. So that they mentioned that actually the, from one hand the Torah writes Tashbisu in Yom Tov, but the more learns out that Betzim Tashbisu is going on Erev Yom Tov. That's also very interesting in the way the Torah presented the Tashbisu. So the thing is like this. So we just asked that what's with why does the Mishnah say Chometz in Erev Chometz in Pesach? So I thought that this nafkamin is non-existent, because if somebody burns chometz in erev Pesach, he anyway allowed to use it, and it doesn't come osa. But it's not true, because there's a very simple nafkamina. Nafkamina is after chatzos, because after chatzos is already chal isa hanor midoraisa, and later one man almost even isa chil and isa hanor. So you already have a matzav that you can't burn. If somebody burns chometz and it's not roi v'achila, it doesn't help you anymore. What after chatzos? But here you will have the different nafka mina. The Mishnah should have said chometz, not just chometz be Pesach, because chometz be Pesach would be mashma only in Pesach, and you have a nafka minna in Erev Pesach from Chatzos until Pesach. That here you have a nafka minna in the Nasis Mitzvos. So why does the Mishnah say Chometz be Pesach? It's even Chometz in Erev Pesach. I want to be makdim like my father in the Sefer Gates Levov Zechayon Levoch in the Sefer Birkas Yom Tov. He's masbi a bit this Reb Chaim, and I think this here lies the answer to part of the shailas. His mansion is like this. He says that why Chaim brings out an idea that according to Reb Yehuda that you learn out from Noisa, so it's a din in the chifetz, and that's why there's nasis mitzvosan, that's why there's a lavanitik nasei. So his masbi like this. He says that the what we learn out from Noisa, it's not just a Noisa is a signpost how to get rid of the chometz. But by Noisa you see that the whole Issa HaNor of the chometz and the burning of it is interlinked together. That means that the Torah asked Noisa HaNor in order that you should burn it. That in order, and that is the time what the Torah gave as well. That you the Torah is also HaNor in order and until you burn it, until you get rid of the Issa HaNor, which is in the chefetz. That means that it's not just a coincidence that the Issa HaNor of chometz of Noisa, the Torah interlinked it together with the Sefer, that you should get rid of this Issa. We know that Noisa is an Issa Kor, somebody who eats Noisa, and that is that the Torah tells you that this Issa gets you get rid of this Issa. How? By burning it. That's why once you've burnt it, that's why the Issa HaNor goes away, because the whole Issa HaNor is there in order that one should burn it. And one burns it in order to get rid of the Issa HaNor. It's interlinked together. The Issa HaNor with the din that you have to do with it are linked together. Whereas, that's why there's a Nasis Mitzvosa. Because that is the whole Issa HaNor is gegeben. It's given an order that you should get rid of the chometz. So once you've got rid of the chometz, then the siva is away. So the consequence, the Issa HaNor, once you've done what the Torah wanted you to do, and why the Torah gave this whole Issa, was in order that you should do that. So once you've done it, it's finished. It says, whereas, according to Rabbonon, that there's no mitzvah in the chometz, we don't learn out from Noisa, maybe then it's mistava that the Issa HaNor, which is in the chometz, and the mitzvah of Tashbisu are not connected. Bichal, there's two dinim. There's a din to get rid of the chometz, and there's a din as well to that it's Issa HaNor, like kilayim and like all other Issa HaNor. Memeira, that's why it doesn't help you, even though you've been mekayim Tashbisu, but there's no reason to link up the Tashbisu together with the Issa HaNor. That's how it's masbi the divrei of Chaim, and that's why Chaim says that over here there's Lava Nitiknasei, and over here there's a mitzvah of that there's Nasis Mitzvosa. So I want to suggest a very poshta idea. I want to suggest something like this: that the whole, if the Gemara learns out that Noisa, that from Noisa, the whole mokre that the Issa Chometz is b'Sreifa starts off from Noisa, and the Gemara says in Psochem it's because of the Issa, like Noisa has Issa Chorus, so also Chometz has Issa Chorus. And if thing is by Noisa, you see that Torah was Metzava you to burn. So also over here. And we know that Chometz has Issa Chorus only in Pesach. Even Erev Pesach, where Chometz is also Ba'anor, it's only Balav. That means that the actual Issa HaNor from Chometz is only in Pesach. It's not an Erev Pesach Bechlam. So I want to say it like this. I want to say that even if we hold, we pass like a Yehuda, that Bir Chometz is Bisreifo, and Bir Chometz B'Sreifo means the way of Chaim is Masbi, that there's a din in the Chefetz to get rid of the Chefetz and to in its elaborate Yaseh. That's all that, even though according to Rabbi Yehuda, even though Erev Pesach, Avada state in the Gemara, that is also a mitzvah of Sreifo, like Rabbi Yehuda. But it's different. The mitzvah Tashbisu of Erev Pesach and the mitzvah Tashbisu in Pesach, it gets upgraded. That means in Pesach, the Torah, once comes the Zman Issa Chorus, then it's Chal in the Chefetz, a massive Issa HaNor of Issa Chorus, and that upgrades the Tashbisu, that the Tashbisu is Chal in the Chefetz. Erev Pesach, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's a Tashbisu. And it's Alidei Sreifa. But that's all on the also on the gabur, in order that you should not get that far, that the till Pesach, when the chometz will turn into a chefetz of the Yisur. But it's the same, it's the first stage of tashfisu is a din on the gabur, and the gabur has to make sure that you should not have chometz in Pesach. Why? Because when it comes to Pesach, the Pesach will turn into a shtik chefetz of the Yisur with the Issa chorus, and that automatically is machayev than the tashfisu, that you have to actually exterminate the chefetz in the chefetz itself, that din will be chal. So that means, in other words, that even though we're talking about the same mitzvah as tashvisu, but like we mentioned before, I mean, Erev Pesach you're allowed to eat chometz, so you can't say that the chefetz is a chefetz which is also. But on the other hand, on the gabur there is a mitzvah of tashvisu. He should get rid of the chometz and see to it. He has to see that when it comes to the zman issa, the chometz should not turn into a chometz which is a chefetz of the issa. If that is the case, and we have an answer to all the shaylas with Siyata Dishmaya. But let's start off with the shayla of the Shagas Aryeh. Shagas Aryeh asks, how can Tashbisu be a lava nitta class A if you see that the mitzvah Tashbisu starts even before this man is, it's Erev Pesach? How can Tashbisu be a lava nitta class A? The way we're talking now is like this. The actual Tashbisu of Pesach, it gets upgraded. That means what the part of Tashbisu which is there in Pesach is not the Erev Pesach Bechal. I'm not saying it's a different mitzvah, it's the same mitzvah Tashbisu, but it goes automatically. Erev Pesach, there's a chiv on the gabur to see that the chometz should not turn into, in Pesach, should not turn into a chefetz of chometz, which is a chefetz of the Yisur, which is a chefetz which has a Yisur chorus, which is chal, then the Tashbisu is chal in the chefetz. So Memeila, even though the Torah Tashbisu before, and it's in the Chiv Tashbisu is before, is taka before Pesach, but all the shayush of the Tashbisu is that you shouldn't get to what you get to in Pesach. And in Pesach is chal, a new big dimension to the Tashbisu, which is definitely a lava nitikna say, like the way Reb Chaim says, because once the chometz gets a din, once the Isur Ano gets a din in the chefetz to get rid of it because of its Isur Ano, so maybe that's a lava nitikna say. With that we've answered the Shagas Aryeh's kasha, why it's a lava nitikna say. And let's get back to when we asked that what will be by Erev Pesach. So the way it comes out like this, it's going to come out very interesting. It's going to come out like this, that Erev Pesach, after Chatzos, there is an Issa, but it's only Issa Lav. It's not an Issa Chorus B'chlam. So it comes, Memela, even though the Chometz has come Osa, but the Issa Cheftza, which is Chal Adin in the Chometz, is only Chal in Pesach, which is quite mashma in the Gemara, because the Gemara learns out from Noisa, and the Gemara says the Noisa has an Issa Chorus. So you could argue, and you could say, once you've learned out from Noisa, then it's a Gilu Milsa. The same way as we're learning out from Noisa Be'etzin, that there's a Chiv Sreifa on Erev Pesach as well. Now we also learn out from Noisa. But that we said is only a din on the Gavur. The question is like this, we have Be'etzin three times. We have Erev Pesach before Chatzos, then which is Bechal Nuzun Issa the Chometz Bechal. In Pesach there's an Issa Chorus, which that is the Tashbisu in the Chefetz. The question is, what's the time between Chatzos and Pesach? So I want to say like this, I want to say that because the Issa is you're learning out from Noisa and has to have Issa Chorus, so maybe that's only in Pesach. Erev Pesach after Chatzos is still this, has the same matzav, what's negate this Svar of Reb Chaim, whether it's a Is Din on the Gabur, whether it's Din on the Chefetz, Erev Pesach after Chatzos is still the same as Erev Pesach before Chatzos. What's the nafkimin? And now we're getting back to the beginning, what we started off with. The nafkimin is a gewaltig nafkimin. The nafkimin is whether you can do it al yidei, when you can exterminate chometz al yidei ktanim or al yidei goyim. Because if the din, it's a din in the chometz, so that avad you need a godel and you need a yid, and that's why that's the whole nidin of a kivegel chometz bepesach. Whereas if the din is a din on the gavur, then it's a very posh tzach. If there's a din on the person that he has to make sure that he doesn't have chometz when he gets to Pesach, so if he does it on a day cotton, on a day goy, it's the same. Because there's no din in the chometz, it's a din on the person to make sure that he's got no chometz when he gets to Pesach. So there's no nafkmini. So that's that is true that according to Rabbi Yehuda, it'll be very interesting, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, Betzin is a din to do it Ali Day Sefer. So I don't know exactly how a goy would, but even maybe it would seemingly be that you could even Ali Day goy, if I tell a goy to burn the chametz, and I've seen to this matzah that I'm not having chametz in Pesach, and you're doing it Ali Day Sefer. That's a bit of a question mark, how it can be that you should tell a goy to burn, you have to tell a goy dafka to burn your chametz in Erev Pesach. That's a shaila. But about kalponim, what we've come out with like this, that there's no problem to tell a kotan or goy in Erev Pesach to get rid of chametz for you, because seeing as it's only din on the gavra, once you've made sure that you don't have chametz, it's okay. Now the nafkamina will be, with another nafkamina will be now what happens after Chatzois till Pesach. From Chatzois until Pesach, according to the way we're learning now, comes out that the day you can also do it Ali Day Ktanim. You can do it Ali Day Ktanim or Ali Day Goy, because it's also a din on the Gava. But here's going to come out very interesting. But here, the Eifer will not be Mutter. It will come out halacha lemaisa. I'm not passing halacha lemaisa, but I'm saying lemaisa. It will come out that after Chatzos till Pesach, you'll have a kula with a chumra. Means you'll have a kula that you can do it ali day goy or ali day ketanim. But on the other hand, the eifah is not going to be mutter. Why is the eifah not going to be mutter? Because seeing as there's no din in the actual chayfetz, so there's no nasis mitzvos on. And we're talking already that you burnt it after Zman Isurui, so it doesn't help you the fact that it's not Royal Achilas Kelev anymore. I mean, it's going to stay also. Whereas in Pesach itself, that is Chal in the Chayfetz, then we come to the Machlokes of the Mogen of Rome and of Kivege, whether according to Chachomim, we pass like Chachomim, whether according to Chachomim it's a mitzvah to exterminate Chomet, or whether it's like Abchaim says it's only a din in the Gavra. But that's clear that an Erev Pesach, from Chatzos until Pesach, it's only a din on the Gavra, and maybe it will not be Mutter.